855-453. That's the Safehold toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. And we're still talking to Richard Carrier, who is the author of, well, a couple of books here on the idea that Jesus never existed. Not that he's not Savior, but that he was a sort of a more cosmic god, like so many gods were at the time, you know, existing in heaven or outer space or wherever. And it's very interesting. I don't know that I'm entirely convinced, but, you know, I haven't spent my life's work doing it like Richard has. Let's bring Richard back in line. Richard, you there?
Yeah, I am.
Excellent. So, you know, this is Mark.
And Stephanie.
And you're listening to Free Talk Live. And if you've got any questions real quick for Richard Carrier, you can call us at 855-450-3733.
But the Richard, live Sunday edition, of course.
That's right.
Richard, okay, I am struck by some of the things that you're saying. And now, believe me, I'm not very deep into this. I tend to think it doesn't really matter too much, because I'm already, you know, I already have my own views on things. I'm an atheist, and it doesn't make too much difference to me whether Jesus existed as an actual person or as just a figment or, you know, a cosmic idea or whatever. But I'm kind of struck by some of the things that you were saying and how much they like the third heaven and stuff, and how much it just smacks of like aliens. And, like, there are lots of people who talk about ancient aliens, and like there are some Christian paintings that are really weird that have like rocket ships in them, basically, and it looks like people are driving them. And I've seen a couple of these before. I haven't gotten too deep into the rabbit hole on this, and I think that's probably a good thing. But like, do people ask you about that, or can you relate those in any way? Ancient aliens, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, well, yes, on the ancient aliens, but I've yet to have someone connect that to the Jesus story. I'm surprised, actually, that you think that would be an obvious one. But no, I used to be, for long ago, as a journalist, I wrote an article for the Skeptical Inquirer on a Fox News special about aliens building the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Pyramids of Giza. And ever since then, it's died off a little bit recently, but ever since then, for many years, I got, you know, emails from these people who advocate some alien theory or other, the design of the building of the pyramids, and they, you know, want to send me their 1,000-page dissertation or whatever on it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I have run into that, so I'm familiar with it.
You know, I'm interested in, I've always, I didn't mean to pull this entirely off track, but I'm very interested in this idea that aliens somehow did this stuff, because...
So, Richard, do you believe that aliens did build the pyramids of Giza, or...
Please say that.
Obviously not. No,
please,
I mean, if aliens built something, it would be something more like, it would something be way more awesome than a pyramid. I mean,
don't people say it was a landing platform and there's like a hole on the side of the pyramid?
That's a funny way to land.
For you to go out of it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's why make it out of local stone that's just a bunch of blocks of stone? I mean, when you look at the technology we have today, it's way better than that. And you would have not just the technology of the structures, but the materials technology. I mean, we can make materials
some
now.
People wouldn't know it was aliens.
Well, now they love to talk about the Nephilim, which is this breed of giants that was killed off by God's flood. And this was really the reason that God had to flood the earth, is because the angels had gotten and bred with the humans and created giants, or something bizarre like this.
That with aliens, that is actually the angels coming down and interbreeding with human women is actually, that was pre-Christian Jewish mythology.
Yeah.
That was something they actually believed.
Humans have 99% of their DNA that's shared with chimpanzees, and like 90% that's shared with like protozoans. I mean, you know, the DNA chain is you know, very comparable with all the animals on the planet.
We're so similar to Neanderthals that we now know that we were intermating with them, that we're actually having babies. You know?
There's an interesting theory, by the way, is that that music is very human, that it's part of a sort of an accidental human attribute, and that people who don't have rhythm, like myself, might be more a Neanderthal or more other beast, whatever that might be.
I already know you're a Neanderthal, Mark.
Club you in a second, sweetheart. So, Richard, tell us about these books. I brought you on to tell us all about how Jesus didn't exist and that kind of thing. I haven't let you even talk about these books. Which ones? I know you've got many books. I've been to your website, and tell us about the ones that are coming out about Jesus. You have one that's out that says Jesus doesn't exist, and one that's coming out that's more comprehensive, right?
Right, and I have some other stuff out that's relevant. But if you, for anyone who's interested in this, you can go to www.richardcarrier.info. That's I-N-F-O.
And that's Carrier like a carrier pigeon, right?
Just like the word, yeah. Okay. Richard Carrier, all one word for the website. It's just like the dictionary word. And there's a link for Jesus studies, and you can look at what books I have and things like that and other writings. But relevant to this is the book that just came out, which is Proving History, Bayes' Theorem, and the Quest for the Historical Jesus, basically takes the first step in this argument, which is asking, do we even have a valid method in Jesus studies? And the conclusion is no, and it wasn't just my conclusion. There have been many mainstream scholars who've come to the same conclusion, and I quote them and talk about them in the book. And I show why the methods don't work and why they fail to establish the things that they claim for them. And then the rest of the book is explaining, well, what methods should we use then, and so on. And so I build this basically idea of what's a sound historical method, what are the logical principles behind it, and so on. And at the same time, I have a chapter and other material dealing with all the claims that we think we can prove about the historical Jesus and why we really can't with the methods that we have. And so I cover all that, and so it basically shows by the end of the book we need to look at the evidence again with a new method. That next book will be on the historicity of Jesus Christ, which will be out next year.
Now, okay. I have one last question.
Go right ahead.
Okay. It's sort of a big picture question, I guess you could say. Richard, are you just writing about this because it's interesting, or do you actually hope to convince people with, like, reason and evidence that, yeah, maybe this is probably true that Jesus didn't exist? Like, because, I mean, to me it seems unlikely that people are going to be convinced by that because this is such an emotionally based issue. Like, I don't think the reason that they believe in religion or Jesus in the first place is a logical one. So why would logic convince them that he didn't exist?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, well, of course, if you think in the long term, like 100 years from now, anything can happen. But my aim isn't really, I'm not so much concerned with convincing people who are not interested in scholarly arguments, but the same people who already reject the mainstream historical Jesus arguments of mainstream scholars. Mm-hmm. My interest is to present the argument in a way, which hasn't been done yet, really, in a way that's acceptable to the peer review standards of my fellows in my field and of fellow biblical scholars and historians and so on. So that I can at least hopefully persuade some of them to see the merit in the argument, and so that it will become a bigger conversation among the experts in the field who will actually talk about the competing theories of the historical Jesus versus the mythical Jesus.
Gotcha.
And I want to create that new dialogue in the scholarly community, and I want to bring it up to a really serious scholarly level where we're talking about the evidence on a high level. But at the same time, I am writing for a popular audience, because I want to. I want people who can really grasp these things and are really interested in them to also have access to this kind of debate. And this is something that I believe in as an educator in general. I think, like, all science and all history should be written as much as possible in a way that any college-educated person can go in, or even a really, you know, a smart, well-educated, non-college-educated person who wants to explore these things can have access to them, rather than cutting them off from it with jargon and technical stuff that
makes it
impossible.
It can be hard to understand those things, even if you're an
That's
educated
right.
person, but just in a different field.
Yeah.
Like, I
Absolutely.
Almost have a PhD, and it's hard for me to understand, like, other fields of science.
Oh, yeah, that's the intention.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I think we should write as much as possible for both audiences simultaneously so that any person who wants to put in the effort can understand it. And because there's a lot of people who do want to understand it, do want access to this information, and I think they're being shut out by the elitist way that scholars conduct themselves and the way they write materials.
Richard Carrier, thank you for coming on the show and telling us about your ideas, the idea that Jesus may not have existed. If folks want to find your work, really appreciate you coming on. If folks want to find your work, it's richardcarrier.info. Is that correct?
That's right.
And by the way, it's a lovely website. It's beautiful. I mean, somebody spent a lot of time on that. RichardCarrier.info. Richard, thank you so much for being on the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
And, you can get, if you didn't get that interview in its entirety, you can go to freetalklive.com. It will be available at about 11 p.m. Eastern time this evening. And you can get that and every other episode from now back to 2006, freetalklive.com. And it's Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This is Hulk Hogan. Do you feel joint pain or back pain from hiking, swimming, or other physical activities? Do you suffer from arthritis pain or inflammation when you're gardening or walking the dog? Now, reducing those everyday pains is easier than ever, thanks to Active Relief. This is an incredible new dual-action supplement and cream that did wonders for my pain, and I couldn't wait to tell everyone else about it. Using Active Relief daily can help reduce your everyday joint aches and pains and ease stiffness faster than you ever thought possible. I'm living proof. Active Relief has helped reduce years of wrestling pains from my body, and I feel better than ever. Imagine what Active Relief can do for you.
Get your risk-free trial of the Active Relief supplement. When you call now, you'll also get a free Active Relief pain cream for instant soothing relief. It's yours free when you call now. Just call 1-800-686-1114. That's 1-800-686-1114. Call 1-800-686-1114.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is August 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1665.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1706.66, $853.33 for a half ounce, and $426.67 for a quarter ounce. 1706.66, $853.33, and $426.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in about anything now.
Anything.
On the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. I do thank Richard Carrier for coming on. We don't normally do interviews, but, you know, I thought he had something interesting to say. I mean, it's Jesus is such a foundational figure in Western culture that the idea that he might not have existed is pretty radical, and I wanted to hear what he had to say on it, so glad I did. 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And you can call in and talk about anything you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, generally. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brands at the lowest prices. They've got knives, ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition right now. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They'll get it to you fast. They get it to you at the best price. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And with coupon code FTL, FTL is in Free Talk Live, you can get 5% off your order at ManVentureOutpost.com. That'll cover shipping. It's ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to the phones here. Adam in Fargo. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I actually heard something that I thought is definitely worth bringing up that Richard had mentioned when he was talking about how he tries to write in a way that he's not using so much high-level jargon that most college-educated people can understand it. And that's the thing that I really was gripped by at the end of my undergrad degree, where I got an undergraduate degree in philosophy, which uses a lot of jargon, a lot of complicated words, and it makes up its own words.
Really? And okay.
All fields do.
Well, I agree. All fields do, but it's the idea that it makes a lot of the more complicated topics very inaccessible. And for me, right after college, I couldn't get a job anywhere, so I was working in a restaurant. And I don't want to put down restaurant employees, but a lot of them didn't have higher aspirations, and a lot of them weren't very well educated. So for me to try to talk about the stuff that I was reading about and found really interesting was hard.
Yeah.
So what I did is I spent a lot of time trying to figure out how I could explain these ideas to people in simpler terms.
Mm-hmm.
And what I started realizing is that Some of these fields, like philosophy, neuroscience, anything that needs, I don't know, at least a cursory understanding of something, is they're going to die if there's not some way for average Joes or Janes that have just a basic curiosity to get into them.
I agree with you. I think historically all those fields that were kind of more, I guess, intellectual, people wanted to keep others out. It was only like a select few who were sort of allowed to be in those. And maybe that was protectionism or elitism. I don't really know. But now I think they're in trouble because these things don't have much, you know, practical. They've gotten so jargonized and so specialized. They don't really have much practical appeal. And so I think maybe their last hope is to have more people understand what the heck they're talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly. And for me, I ended up getting away from even discussing the topic, but rather discussing the validity of the topic and convincing people that, yes, in fact, this is worth your time. And one of the places that I ended up spending the most time was on morality because, well, I don't remember how it got up, but anyway.
Well, yeah, morality is extremely practical.
It's something I wish that we'd spend more time on.
The decisions that you make all the time, it really affects how you live your life, but only academia could take something so interesting and so applicable to everyone's life and make it into a droll, boring, jargonized thing that nobody wants to care about.
Well, I agree. It has, to some degree, been turned into something pretty boring, and one of the things that I try to illustrate is, I said, well, think of it this way, Joe or Jane. When you make a bad ethical decision, who hurts? Your mom, you, your neighbors, your siblings. When the people that are in charge make bad ethical decisions, who hurts? People die.
by the hundreds, by the thousands. People lose their fortunes. People never get a chance to get anything above poverty. People starve. Morality is important, and that's why we need to talk about it. And you know, we went around and around, but it's the idea that convincing someone that this topic is worth their time, even if they don't understand much about it, and that's my approach. It's great that someone understands that accessibility is absolutely necessary.
Adam, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. You know, language has been used all along in order to essentially enslave, to keep people ignorant, and I think that, you know...
To keep them out. It was a huge deal when people were actually able to read the Bible, right? Because they didn't have to rely on priests to interpret it for them. And, you know, the same thing with the two biggest professions, I think, that still are keeping people out, law and medicine, you know, where they use Latin to confuse and obfuscate the masses, right, that can't understand what they're saying. I mean, medicine, I think, is getting better slowly, but historically, really, like all the
there's competition in medicine. You can go to chiropractors or, you know, naturopaths and these other people.
Oh, the AMA would love to limit that.
Right. But
as much as possible.
And speaking as a med student yourself, you have some understanding. But, you know, there's competition. Whether you consider it good competition or bad competition, it doesn't change that people are out there competing for that medicine dollar. And therefore, medicine has to become more accessible, whereas law, there's no one out there competing for that law dollar. You all have to compete in the same arena. There is, it's the legal system, and the legal system is the legal system, and you don't have any other options.
People can represent themselves, or they can. In New Hampshire, there is a little bit more, like you can have a person of quote good character, right, act as your legal representative.
There's a little bit of competition, but not much. I mean, there's competition in the sense that everybody's competing within the legal system, but there's not a competitive legal system. If I don't want the AMA's kind of medicine, there's competition that will provide me all kinds of different stuff.
There is some, but it's in many ways not that meaningful. I mean, all of those professions pretty much are still licensed, you know. They still have very high barriers to entry to get into those fields, you know. They require a ton of schooling and a lot of investment, even within those professions themselves.
Well, I think people want their doctors to be well-schooled. And
Of course, but also, like, the amount of schooling can be overkill in some instances. You know, like, in order to... I guess maybe perform certain types of first aid or like do certain things.
Many nurses.
You do not need 10 years of medical school and everything else, you know. I mean,
A lot of hospitals are having physician's assistants and nurses perform.
But historically, the AMA has universally opposed everything. Like, if a physician can do it, they have opposed anyone else being allowed by law to do that.
That's how unions work.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is.
I don't want anybody but a longshoreman moving
ever
this
since
crate.
Early 1900s, when they tried, you know, use the state to regulate other types of doctors out of business, they've been doing it.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your opinion on this or anything else?
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Speaking of SACL CAI, they're a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of antiwar.com. They're having their quarterly pledge drive, and if you want to support the best in anti-intervention news and views, go to antiwar.com/donate. And it really is the kind of website where you can't find this kind of news anywhere else on the internet.
They are fantastic.
You know, they are a singular news organization. Antiwar.com/donate. Let's go to Davis calling in on XM. Davis, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes, sir. Can you hear me properly?
I gotcha.
Okay, I'm on Bluetooth. I'm on a cell phone. I drive a truck.
Hey, thanks for your service.
Yes, sir. I heard your guest earlier. And there have been deniers of the existence of Christ or of Jesus from his time. They were called Gnostics.
Right.
They believed in a spiritual Jesus, but not in the flesh.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's one of the reasons the Council of Nicaea was convened to decide that, whether Christ or Jesus was a real person or not. And they decided that he was real.
And, you know, I always wonder about sort of the democratic, you know, I mean, the democratic method brought us Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton, and his dad, Herbert Walker Bush. I mean, you know, is it a good system?
At that time, sure. They were people, weren't they? Just like we're people. They were, I mean, you know how the Catholic Church is today, right?
I guess. I mean, I've only been to a Catholic church a couple of times.
Well, what I'm saying is they're people. And that is the flaw in everybody's suit, is they're dealing with people. Now, when you're dealing with God, there is no flaw. It's free will totally. I mean, you talk about liberty and free will, and that's what Jesus came for, to give us total liberty and total free will. He did away with all sin. That's when he died on the cross. He gave us a choice to believe or not. But it's totally up to us. There's no force at all. And see, that's where, when I look at trees and the storm, I see a reason there. I see purpose.
Same here. Davis, I do. I see God. I see God in nature. I do. Now, Stephanie, you don't.
No.
But when I look out there, I see God. But that doesn't mean that God is Jesus. That is not a, you know, there's no logical step from one to the other. And, you know, secondly, for me, what the problem is that, you know, Jesus wandered around on earth for 33 years, so we're told.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't bother writing anything down. I mean, you'd think that he would have made some sort of, you know, I can't have free will without having facts. And, you know, there's no facts for me really to have. There's some people saying some stuff. Like you said, the Council of Nicaea voted on whether or not Jesus existed or didn't.
Well, you take free will and you make judgments all the time in everything you do all day long.
Sure.
It's your preference, right? Because you have the free will. You have the opportunity to choose. That's what it's all about. That's the whole thing.
But I can't choose, Davis, I can't choose without facts. I mean, if God wanted me to know that Jesus Christ was, you know, his son and came to earth in order to save me, and that if I didn't believe on him, I would have a fiery, eternal torture, you know, I mean, this is a guy that loves me, by the way, you know, like, he should have made it abundantly clear. Now, when my son does something I don't want him to do, I warn him, I hold his hand, I look into his eye, I tell him what's going to happen. There's going to be a punishment. But, I mean, you know, my punishments don't even come close to eternal torment.
I have a quote that I'd like to insert here. I don't know where it comes from, but it was just sent to me by one of our producers. An all-knowing God knows the evidence I need to be convinced of his existence. An all-powerful God is able to provide that evidence. An all-loving God would want to.
He does, constantly, whether you want to say it or not.
So if I'm not
who doesn't want to believe, Davis? Who doesn't want to live forever in joy and bliss? Who doesn't want to believe the truth?
The people who are deceived.
Look, if I'm deceived and I don't believe that Jesus was any more, I believe he probably was a man. If maybe he walked on earth, I believe he probably did. And I don't believe he was much different. I believe he's as much a son of God as I am. And I believe myself to be a son of God. So therefore, I'll call him a son of God, but he's no different than I am. So am I deluded? I don't want to believe this.
It's Davis, Satan tricking
I'm
you, Mark.
Begging God. I'm on my knees begging God, please show me that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Please.
Well, he has.
I don't believe he has.
He threw him up on that cross for you, for you.
What evidence do you have that cross existed, Davis?
It's called faith.
It's not evidence.
That's not evidence. The definition of faith is belief without evidence.
You know what? I'm just a dumb old truck driver, but I know people who have the evidence that'll refute your scholar. I mean, they've shown it to me. So,
well, I don't believe the scholar that I had on. Davis, I don't necessarily believe it.
They talk about it not being a fable, that they knew him personally.
I'm sorry, who knew what personally?
In the book of John, he talks about knowing him personally. See, no. Right?
Yeah, that much is true. It's difficult to know who wrote these books. They were written somewhere between 40 years and 140 years after Jesus' death.
Yeah,
I mean, if you can imagine somebody writing today about Elvis' death, you might have some kind of inkling as to what it would have been like.
Well, you can always frown on stuff like that and be negative and not want to believe.
Well, do you understand? Okay, I made an important point during the interview that for me is motivating. Jesus' name isn't Jesus; it's Yaheshua.
I know it's Yahshua, but yeah, I've done the same thing. I was listening to you. I guess probably about 4 months ago, and heard you say the same thing. And I asked this guy at church. He was a pastor, and he's a smart dude. And he said it. That's right. It's the anglicized Joshua. You know, there was a bunch of Joshuas at that time, and they took it and made the name Jesus just so he would stand out.
I just find that, you know, if I'm supposed to believe on his name and be saved, and I'm believing on a name that isn't his name, that to me there's a logical break there. And now it doesn't have to be that way for you, Davis. I like your faith for you. That's fine by me. I'm not here to try to convert you. But, you know, for me, what my concern is that God will send me to hell when I won't believe on the name of a guy whose name isn't the name that I was told that his name was.
God won't send you any place you don't deserve to go.
All right, well, I guess I deserve to go.
Well, hey, let me tell you one thing. You don't know what I've been through in my life, and I don't know what you've been through, and it's all personal. It's all up to you. You make your own decision always. Don't let anybody force you into anything. You
understand
that, don't you?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Davis. 855-450-3733. Your calls are welcome on the subject. Let's go quick here to David. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys tonight?
Hey, Dave.
Good listening to you guys. David. Great show tonight.
And long live Free Talk.
Kenny Buss. But anyway, that's a gift from the Creator, man, made for the human beings and a lot of people.
It'll feed you, clothe you, and house you.
Huh?
It'll feed you, clothe you, and house you, right?
That's right. Yeah. Medicine and fuel, too.
Oh, I
but anyway,
those.
This is my take on all the deal. John and Jesus, John the Baptist.
Hold on, David, I want to hear it sounds like a conspiracy theory already. John and Jesus got together, and their plan was, we'll take over the world. 855-450-3733, your thoughts on the matter? Free Talk Live, Live Sunday Edition. Mark.
And Stephanie.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about, well, we've been talking about the Jesus thing, and I guess we are unrepentant sinners, you and I, Stephanie.
What if I don't acknowledge the concept of sin?
Tough. 855-450-3733.
I refuse to see the light.
Tell you real quick about bitcoins. Bitcoins are an internet currency. You can send and receive money without paying any fees with bitcoins. They're peer-to-peer and open source.
Oh, my. And they are so exciting. Yeah. I am really excited about bitcoins.
No one can...
That's the unrepentant, unforgivable sin. If you don't know about bitcoins, you shall go to weusecoins.org.
That's right.
And find
go
out.
Go and learn. Bitcoins are, it's impossible for anyone to inflate bitcoins. They have a mathematical inflation logarithm and will max out at 21 million bitcoins. It is impossible for anyone to mess with your account. So you can have a bank essentially traveling with you all throughout the internet.
A global bank.
Yeah. They have to break the internet in order to mess with bitcoins. And they are an amazing... They're the next step in currency. Things are always evolving in this world, and those little green pieces of paper you've got, they're old news. Bitcoins, they're the new news. You can go to weusecoins.org and find out about them. Let's go back to Dave in Montana. Dave, you had an idea that Jesus and John the Baptist were talking, and what did they say?
Hey, first I'd like to say God made only a few perfect people and he put hair on the rest of them.
It's a bald joke, everybody.
And anyway, ever since time began, the medicine man and the chief, the priest and the king, the religions and the governments, they always get in cahoots and they trick the people into control and manipulation. And John the Baptist and Jesus was up against the same thing. Religion in cahoots with the empire, with the government.
Yep, that's true.
They come up with this idea, we got to get rid of this stupid sacrifice, they said.
Yep.
They said they're ripping off the poor people and telling them they can't use this money, they got to use that money, they got to use this money. Then the priest tells them the goat ain't good enough, they got to go back to the goat seller and get
It has a blemish.
Coin, and then do this and do that.
They can pay, reparations or their sins.
No more. The priests were the medicine.
Indulgences.
So they were the guys, the doctors. They take care of you. And they didn't have the answer, so you're a sinner. That's why you're sick, you know. So you got to give me 2 goats. And then go to my brother-in-law over there and change your money, you know. So they were up against just what we are today, really. You know, they're making us going to go buy the insurance and we're going to get the crap goat. But anyway, John the Baptist and Jesus come up against this corrupt religion and the corrupt government in cahoots. And they killed this peaceful guy that had a chance to start a war, and he didn't. He said, no, I'm not going to start the war. That's why I don't want to end it. And everybody loved him. The way, they called it the way. And they started living by taking care of one another, putting up each other in each other's houses. They were the Essenes. They were like, they take in people from anything. They didn't care if you was a prostitute. They didn't care if you was a bad guy. If you forgive each other and you come in my family, we take care of one another. They'll call that communism today, but then this thing grew and grew and grew, and finally the Roman Empire was falling apart, and Constantine says, hey man, these guys got a good idea. And he hijacked the damn religion, man. He didn't.
And that was the end of it.
Jesus. He turned it into the empire. The empire was going to die. He turned the empire into a religion. And then one day, if you was a Christian, you die. The next day, if you wasn't a Christian, you die. So they ripped it off. The word Christian wasn't invented to the Council of Nicaea. The real Jesus people is the way. And it's love. And that's
David,
the message. It's very simple. Love one another. Forgive is a flower of love, and that makes the seeds for peace.
David, you are a common man's philosopher. I really appreciate the calls. I mean, there's sometimes he really, you know, nails it. And
he's passionate.
Yeah, it's awesome. Let's go to Jason, calling in on XM. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Not trying to convert, just trying to get something to think about. I mean, the whole point of Jesus' name wasn't Jesus. I mean, my kid calls me Dad, but my name is still Nathan. Or if you go by William and they call you Billy, you're still William. It doesn't change who you are.
I gotcha. Absolutely. This is an easy explanation for what my concern is, which is that the Bible has the name of its protagonist wrong. But that's not really what my concern is. My concern isn't how you would explain away my concern. It's that I have a concern and that God, because I have this concern, is willing to send me. Now, I don't believe this for a second, by the way. This is just the story I've been told since I was little. Is that God is willing to send me to an eternity. We have no idea, but he is willing to punish me, the child that he loves. Now, I love my child, and if he continued to touch something I don't want him to, because he does that once in a while, I wouldn't take a pair of tin snips and snip his little fingers off. I would be a sick, psychopathic mofo if I did such a thing. But God will do something a million times worse if I refuse to believe because I just don't think the evidence is very good.
But if your kid came to you for math homework and he said, I don't understand this goes, and you say 1 + 1 = 2, and he says, why? You say, it's just 2. I mean, you're given the opportunity to learn, and he's just not giving you the answer you want because you're not going to learn. If he just says, every time you have an issue, what's 47 times 6? If he just says it's blah, you're not going to learn how to do it. You're not going to get to the path.
Well, I agree with you that, you know, but I can show him, look, here's one penny and another penny, and these, we call this, you know, this amount of pennies here, we call this 2. I can show him those things. Whereas when it comes to Christianity, I have to believe a set of stories.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stories out there with a lot of different religions. I mean, why is God, you know, essentially Judaism is evolved from Zoroastrianism, Christianity's evolved from Judaism, there's all kinds of different religions out there. The Mohawk Indians believe the world is traveling around on the back of a giant turtle. If I refuse to not believe that the world is traveling around on the back of a giant turtle, then I'm going to go to hell. I mean, this is just...
I don't think they have hell.
It's not facts, it's stories. Do you get the difference, Jason?
I do. I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's just you're discounting. So you're talking about, like, the two callers ago were saying, well, the books that talk about are written 40 years and they're lost in translation. You can't kind of have it both ways. The only proof that exists, you can't go, well, it's not really proof because it's been translated so many times, and it's as circumstantial as, you know, anything you can prove today.
Well, but I mean, and it's got the name wrong. And, you know, I mean, you're talking about, there's some books that were written by people maybe that were followers of, even if it was Mark was written by Mark, let's just go ahead and say, and that was the first gospel, and the rest of the gospels were likely written from that gospel. And the people that really do study this, Jason, they say that. Because the people that, you know, many people will study the Bible, but they don't study the stuff around the Bible. And, you know, there's important things to be learned there. But, you know, the Bible itself has all kinds of things wrong, not the least of which is Jesus' name. And if God wanted me to believe, he should have provided me with proof. Don't you think?
Well yes, and I am a Christian who believes that the Bible is a flawed book in itself. It has been translated by man. I mean, Constantine decided to pick and choose what parts he wanted to go into what is now the modern Bible, and I understand that part, but I believe that the information we're given is the showing them how to do the homework. It's getting you on the path to find the door instead of just what some people want, and from what I'm thinking you want, you just want to be shown the door open, and solved.
Do you believe I go to hell if I don't believe the story? Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't even, the book isn't even comprehensive for you, and I go to hell if I don't believe it. Like,
I believe there's errors in it, and I believe, though, it's like, if you tell your kid, hi, if you touch the stove when this little red light's on, you're going to get burned. And
that's a reality.
But if he does it anyway, you're not a horrible dad. You told him the consequences. You said, look, here's the path, here's the consequences of your actions.
But Dad didn't tell me.
Do it or not.
But Dad didn't tell me. He sent another 2-year-old to tell me.
I can see that analogy, but I can also see that, I mean, a priest is not a 2-year-old. It's the
yeah, he is.
Knows a little more than you.
Well, how do you know that? I mean, what evidence do I have that the priest knows any of this? Look, if God wanted me to believe the Ten Commandments, he could have dropped one from the he could have dropped them from the sky. They would have been as tall as the highest skyscraper ever, etched in stone. I mean, this thing would have been obvious, right?
But then there's no point in, I mean, it's like previous conversation.
Then I would have free choice. Then I would have free choice because I could look at the monument and I could say, well, that's the truth. I can choose not to believe the truth.
Well, no, because if God says hi, it's no longer a choice. Then insane.
That's apologist bullcrap. I'm sorry, Jason.
I'm too tired to talk to people who think I'm going to hell.
You need to believe lies in order to believe the truth. Thanks. Free Talk Live.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.